Hey, thanks for checking out the Gigantic Adventures of Jeff and Simon, a family-friendly actual play podcast. Last time, Jeff, Simon, and Farator the Tinkerer soared up the side of Mount Darkleaf. When they reached its peak, above the canopy of clouds, they opened Kash to reveal a glowing speck of power. The speck summoned Kashtar, the god of life, who revealed to the heroes their true importance and told them what needs to be done to save the realm. It seems they must travel inside the roots of the life tree and use the speck to destroy Wither once and for all. Wither will find you, and it will do everything in its power to stop you.
Wither we go, Wither will find us. Right, got it.
And the weather will be nice.
Wither the... Sorry, I just cracked myself up.
Wither will follow us in the windy weather.
We're off to see the Wither, the wonderful Wither Horizon. Anyway, cool. All right, fine. Well, if our best chance is under this tree, I think we go, don't you?
Jeffrey nods his consent, bows, and points the way. I think maybe we shall.
Any last words, funny see-through lady of Kashtar?
She has a think and... The expression on her face is as if she's distracted by something. Like she's looking over her shoulder at something and looking around. And then she says, "Only one. Duck." And then her form disappears and you see coming from what was behind her is a vulture that is spewing smoke similar to what the cockroaches were. And it lets out a horrible vulture cry as it approaches Talon's raised.
Can Farator rush to close the capsule?
Okay, yeah.
And so, Simon says, "Pigeon! Not duck!" And then he goes, "Can a duck do this?" And he just grabs Jeff, throws Jeff on his back. So, like, Jeff does this cool tumbling thing through the air and hits saddle however he wants to hit saddle. And then grabs Farator and just hits saddle. And grabs Farator and just takes off. You know, like, he's trying to outrun the vulture.
Okay, Jeff and Farator, how are you feeling about this?
Jeff hits saddle confidently, alarmingly so. He knows what's up. He just hits saddle.
Can Farator just climb into the feathers of Simon?
I've got the saddle strap around me, and I'm also carrying saddle bags with ball bearings in them.
Can I open a bag of ball bearings? Am I small enough to do that?
Yeah, okay. You can side saddle one of his saddle bags.
Huzzah!
So you're kind of riding on the side of me, the saddle bag. Cool. So he'd just, as he's flying, he'd just say, "Watch the wing blades!" Because you can see he's got, like, these golden blades buried into his wings. So, watch them.
Okay, and instead of having a traditional suited combat with this vulture, Ted, I apologize in advance if I'm about to butcher your game. We have invented a new mechanic, which is the contested skills challenge.
I'm so excited!
I'm so excited.
So what's going to happen is...
We can't see you.
You can't see me?
I can't see Oliver. I can't see his excited face.
What? I'm right here.
He's totally right there.
So what's going to happen is the vulture is going to make attacks at you, and Simon is going to try and evade those attacks with the help, with the descriptive help of the two people riding him. So, first up, the vulture, hot on your heels,
Let's see what out of its available things. First, it's going to just go for a straight up beak attack. Oh, and you get lucky. It gets a total of 8. So first, I would say, Jeff and Ferritor, describe what you would do as you see this smoky vulture approaching you.
Can Ferritor bark sort of directions about which way it's coming in so that Simon doesn't have to turn around?
Okay, that's smart. I like that. So,
that is smart.
Flip and tell me the suit, just the suit.
Diamond.
Diamond. Okay, Simon gets a +1 to whatever he does. And can Jeff tell me something he would do?
Jeff is going to hop up and get his balance on Simon's back, sort of scuttling towards his sort of boot area. And will hang on to the saddle with his hindmost foot and then lean way out and get ready to do all this thing's beak should it come in.
Okay, so I would say that gives it sort of a target to focus on, this mouse standing on ready to fight, which if you flip and tell me the suit as well.
Ooh, King of Clubs. What up, dog?
Okay, clubs is no help, so that's a +0.
I do have... It's pretty swashbuckly.
It's this, to aid another, it's just a... it's just straight the foot. Suit. Just the suit.
Just the suit. Oh.
Yep.
Killed a king for that.
So it gets... It got an 8 on its beak attack, and Simon take some kind of evasive maneuver with a +1 from Ferritor.
So I am... yes, as Ferritor says... What did you say?
I was just giving directions.
Cool.
So if he's coming in from one side.
Yeah, cool. So as he says it's coming in from one side, like, Simon kind of dips and then rolls underneath that side. So, like, rolls down as if to go underneath where the vulture's coming from.
Okay, so it then zips overhead?
Yeah, that's what he's trying to do.
Cool. Flip for that. That's a spade.
Oh, okay, so I did a 5 of spades, and then I want to add my spades, which is 10, makes it 10, plus my fly of 2, plus my 1 that I got from Ferritor, so 13.
Yep. Okay, that's fine. All you had to do was beat an 8. You need to get... So for this challenge, you need to get 4 successes before you get 3 failures.
Okay.
So that's your first success.
1 in the bag.
So you take this sudden dive and it soars like a missile straight where you were. And now we're going to go for the second attempt. It's going to follow you and head downwards with its talons at the ready. Oof, okay. That is a 18.
Is it still on... me, or is it trying to attack Jeff?
It's on you as a group.
So we have to beat 18 as a group.
Okay.
Yep, so the two on the back need to flip to aid and describe how they aid.
Jeffrey, how do you aid when you're in dive mode?
Can I aid Jeffrey who's aiding Simon?
No. Because it's not a numerical
value.
So
we're in a free-for-all, hey?
Pretty much.
So all things remaining constant, I could probably jump and attack the pursuing vulture.
Well, I mean, you technically can do whatever you like. But
yes,
am I
you
gonna
can
be able
do
to
that.
Get you?
5 of hearts?
Well, you know what? Hearts is a +2 to aid. So I would say you successfully relinquish your position in the saddle and leap upward and you collide with this diving vulture and grab on. You are now riding the vulture. okay, so Simon will get a +2 from that. Ferritor, do you do anything?
Can Ferritor take some of the remaining sap that he's probably still got stuck on him from the rope and glue a bunch of the ball bearings together to make a bigger ball bearing to throw at the talons so that it grabs the ball bearing instead of Simon?
Okay.
constructs a mimic of Simon out of available materials.
Okay, flip to see if that's helpful.
It's an ace diamond.
Diamond is a plus one, so that works. You create this sort of cluster of ball bearings and like toss it upwards, and the vulture grabs onto it. And Simon now has a plus three to whatever his next move is.
He's going to like head for the trees, you know, thinking that he's probably got more maneuverability than this vulture does, and gonna try and like, you know, duck under branches and stuff.
Yeah, so you fly low enough that you see a summit similar to where you found Ferritor, and yeah, there's a like a dense forest on it.
Cool.
And you can see my house from here.
I'm not doing terribly well, but at least there's spades, right? Because I'm still doing speed and flex, so it would be a spade flip.
Add it all up.
Okay, so that's a 9, plus my fly of 2... And I'm going to go with my aerobatics again, plus another 1. So that's, 5, 4, 9, 10, 12, plus my 3, 15.
Okay, that's not enough. You needed to beat an 18 on that one, so that is your first failure.
Damn it.
Yeah, so you try to lose it amongst the trees, and it stays hot on your tail.
Okay.
Okay, next round, it's still chasing after Simon.
Where are you, Jeff?
Yeah, on the back of a vulture.
Okay, cool.
A smoky vulture.
So, currently falling at the same rate. Look, I'm rethinking a couple of things.
It's going to...
Keep attacking it. I'm coming for you. Trust me.
Yeah.
I
it's
will
going
not
to
leave you there.
Let off a terrifying screech.
To try and
stop you in your tracks, and it gets a total of 12.
To Jeff Array.
What's your suit, Jeff?
Spades. Spades. Oh, so even the combat is suit orient. Okay, nice, cool.
This isn't combat, this is just...
Yeah, it's a weird skills challenge thing.
Yeah, it's just interesting where it goes the other way. It's interesting.
This is just if you aid or not. A spade is a minus 2. You are a hindrance.
Jeff Array gets a fright and shouts also.
Somehow you're making it go faster after us.
Your
weight's added to its speed.
Ferritor?
Can Ferritor, like, unhook a bladed wing from Simon and just sort of... Is it unhookable? I'm wondering if the wing blade.
I've never actually experimented with whether it's part of Simon's wing, kind of, or whether it's just hitched in somehow.
I think of it as like brass knuckles, like you just sort of slide them on and off.
Because if that's the case, I'll just take off one individual one and just flick it behind us.
So you're... Oh, okay.
While
so
Simon's
you're grabbing Simon's wing
while
he's trying to maneuver through trees. I would be very surprised if that didn't
actually, no, it's following us through trees, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, using the last of the sap on the rope that I've still got, throwing it at two different trees to create a, the whole,
like a...
Yeah.
A tripwire.
A tripwire. Yeah.
So it, like, catches its neck.
Okay.
I got a diamond.
That's a plus one. It slows it. Okay, so it gets a minus 2 from Jeff. Oh, sorry, Simon gets a minus 2 and a plus 1. So just a minus 1 to Simon's maneuver total.
I help!
Okay.
It slows down by like having to go around your rope. But Jeff spurred it on with his own terrifying screech. It went, ah! And he went, you know what? Ah!
Okay. Well, Simon, realizing Jeff is no longer on board, panics, looks back, realizes Jeff is riding the vulture, and goes, oh no! And with his beak, grabs hold of a branch at full speed, which throws him around backwards so that he does like a backspin and is now going over the top of the vulture upside down in order for Jeffrey to be able to grab hold of the saddle as Simon goes whizzing past, kind of. And while he's doing that, is holding out his, like, beak to try and grab him, like, as well. So what I'm going here for is pecking, because he's grabbing his beak to do a lot of tricky stuff right now, as well as flying.
I mean, pecking is a very... Peck is a very... Is a very...
He picks the tree in order to spin around it.
Okay. Does it say also, it's aerobatics doing it upside down as well.
Well, he's also, but picking is a lot more. So,
picking with a negative one a on the line, of picks.
I need those points.
I'll allow it.
Okay.
I'll allow it. I like how cinematic you guys are making this, so I will allow it.
It's all on the card now, guys. It's all on the card.
Pull a sick maneuver to try and provide Jeff with a lifeline to get off of this vulture.
I mean, it's a 10, but it's a 10 of clubs. So...
It doesn't... Yeah. We're just looking for a total number.
Okay, cool. So my suit doesn't matter. Okay, good. Okay, because if it's a... If we're going for it's a spades flip again, plus a 10, so that's a 15, plus my picking, which is 4, so that's 19... plus my fly, which is 21 minus 1, 20.
Yep, so you only had to beat a 12, so that's a success. You managed to grab a branch and go upside down and offer it to
I'm
Jeff.
Basically flying over the top of the vulture, willing Jeff to get a hand on it.
Yep, okay. In that case, this next round will be... Jeff will be the one acting. So the vulture will... billow from its wings this horrible smoke that rises upwards to Jeff, to Simon and Ferator above, for a total of 14. And Jeff, you tell me, oh sorry, the other two, Simon and Ferator, tell me how you would aid Jeff in his next endeavor.
I'll lock my legs into the saddle and mandible up like that, acting like a bar, like a hand bar, so he can just fly in and grab my mandibles.
Oh, so the branch has you at the end of it, it's not just a branch.
Yes.
It's a ferritor hook. Okay, see if that's helpful.
It's a diamond.
That's a plus one. So Jeff, you get to add a plus one from that. Simon, what do you do to aid?
Well, basically I'm just flying like upside down with insane skill, trying to get as close to the, like, I'm trying to get Ferator as close to the vulture without being eaten. Do you know what I mean? Like, so there's like a precision amount of ways that this could go wrong. And so he's trying very hard. He's concentrating very hard.
Okay. So,
I am just not trying, bait.
Just trying to be precise. So flip and tell me the spade, the suit.
Well, it is a spade, actually.
That's a minus two. You are not very precise at all, so
I'm sorry,
Jeff gets...
I just like smack Ferator into Jeff.
Yeah, so Jeff, you get to act now with a minus one total.
Three.
To do what?
To swashbucklingly jump from a moving bird onto another moving bird.
But it'd be a spades flip, so you can add your spades, because it's like
yeah. So 8 plus 5 brings me to a 13 still.
Okay, are there any items you can add?
I mean, if you wave your rapier.
Catches...
Yeah.
No, catches the wind with his heavy cloak. Uses the golden shield as a... Yeah, reaches out with the golden shield. Swashbucklingly. 15.
15? That's a success. And I'd say your shield sticks to Ferator's sticky hands. And as the smoke billows upwards off of this vulture's disgusting wings, you all manage to sort of fly past. So you're now going the opposite direction of this vulture, and you're currently upside down. But for the next round, it's going to try and turn and catch up. Oh, easy peasy for you guys. And because it's just going to try and give chase and once again with the beak, and it has a total of 8. I will let you guys decide in this case who is the main actor and who are the two helpers.
I think it's Ferritor's time to shine.
Okay, Ferritor's the main actor, and Jeff and Simon are the helpers.
Can I actively try and camouflage the group using my skill that auto 26s? By using the leaves of the trees that we're going past to glue them to Simon.
Since that is a rate, like a special bonus, because you are a green bug, I would say that's only for camouflaging yourself.
Ah. Good try.
You can try and use your stealthy skills to hide the group amongst the bushes and leaves, but you wouldn't get your automatic 26.
Yeah, I'll still do that. Yeah, I'll try and hide the group amongst the leaves.
Okay. As Ferritor's suggesting this plan, Simon's like, oh, it's like magic! And he remembers his days as a magician, or wannabe a magician, and he, like, remembers how you blend things in, and he looks for trees that are kind of his colour in order to be able to blend in a little bit more.
Okay. Tell me the suit.
It's a heart.
It's a +2.
Aha!
Jeff?
Jeffrey gets his heavy cloak, and he wraps it around the saddle and himself, attempting to break up the shape of that.
And maybe my giant shining golden breastplate.
And the giant shining golden breastplate.
Okay. Yep, all actively helping to camouflage. That's a +1, so it's fair until you get a total of +3.
Do it, Ferritor.
Cool. So I got a 7. And the suits don't matter, eh?
Yeah, we're not doing suits.
Okay. What am I adding this through? Is it a spade or is it a diamond?
I would say it's diamond to try and find the right type of camouflage.
Okay. So it's a +6. It's 13. Can I also add boing because I'm bouncing around Simon?
What else do you have?
And I'm also praying that this works.
And I'm
doing it with my mandible hands.
Praying is more relevant.
And I'm using mandible hands. So what am I allowed to add?
One skill, one item.
Okay. I'll pray, and then I'll also add my cloak that I'm wearing to add to the blending of everything else.
Okay, so all in all, that's way past an 8. Yep, so you now have 4 successes, which means you complete the skills challenge.
And we're just in a bush, like, wrapped in cloaks and hiding in the trees.
So this vulture turns around in, like, a banking maneuver to follow in the direction that you went, and when it turns, it sees that you are not there anymore. But you hear it's sort of like flying in and out of various clusters of leaves, and like you hear the rustling of leaves and this disturbance of the forest, and you can smell the smoke, and it's sort of sickening as it gets nearby. And there's a moment where it stops, like, right next to your position, and you're certain that it knows where you are, but then it just flaps away until you can tell it's gone. You can't hear it anymore, you can't smell it anymore.
That was close.
That was lucky.
Luck had nothing to do with it, my good companions. It was all me.
Oh, good job then. Ferritor will shake Jeffrey's hand.
You're very welcome, young man. You're very welcome.
Enthusiastically.
Very welcome.
You're very sticky.
And you're very welcome.
It was supposed to be like a one second handshake, but the mandible won't come off.
And Simon's that's it.
Like, like, he's just like, not even going to argue. He's so puffed from all of his flying. In fact, you look over and Simon's sort of gone to sleep.
just dozing in the trees. Cool. Yeah, it's been a big day. You've done a lot of flying. You met a god. You fought some cockroaches. You ran from a smoky vulture. Big day.
And honestly, you put a bird and a tree on a branch and that's just kind of what happens. you just sort of... Yeah, Simon snores. He has no idea. Don't break it to him. He'll be gutted. He's so polite normally. More gigantic adventures coming soon when Jeff and Simon return.
The Gigantic Adventures of Jeff and Simon uses the Suited RPG system by Escapebox Games. If you want to learn more about Suited or play it for yourself, head to escapeboxgames.com. As you know, we are a proud member of the Podicon Go Network, which is family-friendly shows that are fun for everyone. Visit podicongo.com to learn more about this and other fantastic podcasts. You know what? Here's a promo for one of them now.
Boring commutes are plaguing our world, but not anymore. Two sisters, Bogni and Tirinji, have taken it upon themselves to combat this problem with the Drive With Us podcast. Join them every Thursday as they test each other's knowledge.
So you thought you were done with school, but you're not. You're still getting graded. And guess what? We suck.
Discover revelations.
Touché, isn't it?
Like, yeah, what does it mean?
A shatush.
So you know how shahs are the kings? They have a shatush. A royal touche.
And just plain weirdness.
Bop It is like that one Indian game that we used to play where you would all sit in a circle. No, one person would sit in a circle.
Wait. How can one person sit in a circle?
So what are you waiting for? Go to drivewithuspodcast.com. to get your free weekly dose of anti-boredom and help us save the commutes of the world. Drive With Us Podcast. Learn a little, laugh a lot.